To make a ballet, choreographer and artistic director Trey McIntyre needs new musical inspiration. For this, he goes to Boise musician Kelsey Swope, whose stage name is Grandma Kelsey. She picks up her guitar and begins to sing.
It's beginning to rain.
McIntyre stands in the middle of the rehearsal studio. He stares intently at Grandma Kelsey as she plays. He says he's never heard this song before.
She plays it once, and when I hear it that first time, my brain's going computer style-y. Like, what is the meter of this? How many measures is she playing? What's the arc of what she's singing?
The choreographer takes all that into consideration as he brings three dancers on stage.
Okay, so from there, Shell, can you see song? So your right leg goes back on the diagonal, so you guys are going to adjust. And she's gonna do a
At 6 foot 7 inches tall, McIntyre towers over dancers Chanel De Silva, Ryan Redmond, and Brett Perry. He moves the dancers around the stage, and they practice the steps as he directs them. This live choreography is all part of what McIntyre calls make a ballet. This is one of the few times he draws back the curtain on his own creative process. And for an artist as private as Trey McIntyre, that's no small thing.
Artists are traditionally very close with process. I certainly was. But I've got to the point where I'm really energized about including people in the work that I do.
The artistic director says letting people in to what is normally a sacred rehearsal space helps answer an important question.
Why do we do what we do? What's the point of this? To simply create the best possible work, to me, is not enough.
McIntyre acknowledges most Americans don't put dance high on their weekend activity list, but he says his company is trying to change that.
Let's see what happens if you dive and just do half tours. You kind of catch like a cradle position. Yep, there we go. That's it. Nice. Showing people how the choreographic process works has been the most effective because I think there's the greatest mystery around that. And I think once that curtain is pulled back, people start to realize, oh, there are actually parts of my life that are kind of like that.
Audience member Shannon Davis-Jones has seen TMP perform before, but she says watching the dancers work with McIntyre in their own studio, just a few feet in front of her, is a whole different experience.
The magic of his creativity coming out through the dancers' bodies just like that, that was amazing. It's like seeing a painter paint.
McIntyre asked dancer Chanel De Silva to try something tricky. Dancers Redmond and Perry hold her arms while she lifts her legs onto their backs. But the physics don't quite work, and she almost face plants. But McIntyre is there to catch her right before she does. Moments later, De Silva tweaks the move and lands it gracefully.
There we go. Nice. Beautiful.
In less than 20 minutes, Trey McIntyre and his dancers have created a 2-minute-long performance, complete with costumes. It ends with the three dancers all in a line, as close to the audience as they can be. Their arms reach skyward, they exhale, and the audience comes to their feet. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.